Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. A weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome, and thank you for joining me this week as we continue to read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today's reflection is on Psalm 13. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I take counsel in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all the day? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and answer me, O Lord my God. Light up my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death, lest my enemy say, I have prevailed over him, lest my foes rejoice because I am shaken. But I have trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. This isn't a very long psalm, yet it gets across a very common and comforting truth that we can pray to God our Father any time, whether we are happy, sad, frustrated, angry, or overjoyed. The fact that this psalm of David sort of sounds like he is angry with God, demanding some answers to pain-filled questions, doesn't overshadow the fact that David still recognizes God as the only one to whom he can pray these words. Speaking from experience, and maybe this has been your experience as well, I'm often too hasty in my prayers of accusation against God, too often lacking in patience and perturbed with waiting, especially when we or someone we love seems to be losing their battle with arrogant worldly people and ideals, losing because our enemy, the one who despises God and his teaching, is getting all the breaks in life, while we suffer and struggle just to keep our heads above water and our spirits from falling into depression. Doesn't God care that people are ridiculing me and talking about me behind my back because I dared to speak of Christ and his love? Is God indifferent to my prayers thus far that have begged him to do away with the evil people who are making my life miserable? Is all the bad stuff in my life happening because God really doesn't love me? It's my own fault, and now I'm being punished? Well, we need to be careful, friend, when we find ourselves starting to think like this. It can be dangerous to our hearts and to our souls. Of course, we are always right to take these kinds of fears and longing to the Lord in prayer, as he delights always in the prayers of his loved ones, even when we're angry. And yet it is also always right and good to remember that the Lord is steadfast in his love for us, faithful in his promise that he is always with us, and victorious over the worst enemies of all, sin, death, and the devil. God sent his Son, Jesus Christ, his very own dear child, to die on the cross and be raised to life in heaven for us, because he loves us. Paul says in Romans 8, verse 31, if God is for us, who can be against us? The answer, of course, to Paul's question is a very bold no one. That is a great verse to memorize, for Satan is positively gleeful when we work ourselves into such a dither that we lose sight of who we are, a redeemed child of God. So remember Paul's words, if God is for us, who can be against us? No one. It's true that the wicked neighbor or co-worker who seems to be getting all the breaks while laughing at us and our silly faith can make our life seem joyless. But the fact is, those who reject Christ now are already receiving the only bit of joy they will ever see in fleeting earthly things, while we as believers, forgiven sinners, have an eternity of great joy awaiting us because of God's grace and mercy through salvation. Christ is working in our lives constantly through the power of the Holy Spirit, through his word, and through his sacraments because of his great and abiding love for us. So that is why and where we place our trust firmly in Christ. He is the founder and the perfecter of our faith, strengthening our faith so that we can withstand the troubles of the world and fight off the temptations of the devil. Some of those temptations are to doubt God's love for us. We're human, and we're sinners. We will likely fall prey to these temptations from time to time. But by God's grace, we are also saints, forgiven and saved. Recall God's word in the book of Ephesians from the Apostle Paul, chapter 2, verses 4 through 7. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. Like the psalm today, maybe it's not a bad idea to let our prayers of anger, fear, and frustration be short and ending with the same sweet words, "But I have trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me." Thanks be to God for this comfort and joy to each of us this week. We pray. Dear Lord, as we sometimes stumble through life torn between questioning your love for us and yet eternally grateful for it, be merciful to us poor miserable sinners. Strengthen us by your word and lead us to live joyfully in your love and forgiveness. Amen.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions, or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.